The most talked about movies of the past few weeks, from David Lynch's Mulholland Drive to the science fiction film Capax, have an element of the surreal about them. Critic Bob Mondello says that it's also true of Donnie Darko, a movie about a teenager who lives through a trauma that makes his suburban surroundings seem somehow warped.
When his medication kicks in, Donnie Darko seems like a fairly typical 16-year-old. He is, however, borderline schizophrenic, with a habit of sleepwalking that has him waking up at dawn on nearby hilltops. One night, that turns out to be lucky, because a jet engine, presumably from some passing plane, falls through the roof of his house, pulverizing the bed where he should have been sleeping. That would be enough to make anyone a little paranoid, but to Donnie, it's just another omen, to go with the ones he's forever recounting to his psychiatrist.
I made a new friend.
Real or imaginary?
Imaginary.
Would you like to talk about this friend?
Frank.
Frank. What did Frank say?
He said to follow him.
Follow him? Where?
Into the future. And then he said... Then he said that the world was coming to an end.
Do you think the world is coming to an end?
No. That's stupid.
Not as it happens entirely stupid. What you realize as you watch Donnie trying to negotiate his way through a suburban existence that appears increasingly strange is that while he sees things oddly, there is, in fact, something odd going on, something that may be related to that jet engine that came crashing through his roof, and that may be explained in a book one of his teachers gave him that he hesitantly shows his girlfriend.
Philosophy of Time Travel. What is this?
I've been seeing stuff, like a lot of really messed up stuff. And there are chapters in that book that describe the stuff I've been seeing, and it can't just be a coincidence.
Now, I know this sounds like typical teen thriller material, but as fleshed out by first-time writer-director Richard Kelly, it emerges as something much more intriguing, an affecting study of emotional disturbance that's nearly as weird as David Lynch's Mulholland Drive, and a social satire that touches on many of the forces that shape modern American life. Kelly surrounds Donnie, who's played with a sort of bemused, gentle desperation by Jake Gyllenhaal, with institutions that are variously threatening, a teaching system that stifles thinking, for instance, and a creepy motivational discipline whose founder blends religious fundamentalism and pedophilia. Donnie then tries to protect the folks he loves from what his psychiatrist might call institutional violence, even as he's defending himself from the violence in his head. The director contrasts the film's cool, moody look with some quite heated acting by folks like Catherine Ross in a rare postgraduate performance, ER's Noah Wiley, and Drew Barrymore, who not only plays a part, but also signed on as the film's executive producer. You can see why, incidentally. On the strength of Donnie Darko, Richard Kelly seems likely to have quite a career in Hollywood. Not everyone, after all, can create a portrait of suburban teens that's commercial enough to seem just right for Halloween, but also subversive enough that you just know it'll haunt you when pumpkins have turned to mush and Mulholland Drive is just another street in Los Angeles. I'm Bob Mondello.